Dungeon Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of the Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to relax and fall asleep to. Tonight we're on Season 5, Episode 5. This is Cry Maid, directed by Jen Salata, and written by Charlie Grandy. That's not a name we've had come up very much in the past as the writer. This is a good one. Season five is very strong so far. So this aired on October 23rd, 2008. And I want to say thank you for all the feedback on my last two episodes. We started off season five recently and I dropped a bonus episode. Seems like I'm going to leave the bonus episodes in a private folder on my computer and never publish them. I do apologize, I say cute guys a lot. I think it's better than saying y'all, and definitely better than yins, but yeah, I'll leave the bonus episodes in a folder and we'll let those stay quiet. So thank you everybody for the feedback. There's also, I know, a couple of episodes in the back catalog that I need to fix. I'll have those fixed very soon. And I think that's about all of the admin work that I wanted to note. I'm going to get into Cry Maid here. Just getting the episode loaded up. Oh, I did want to also, you know, part of the inspiration for this show is that I like falling asleep to The Office, obviously, but I like falling asleep to podcasts, but I don't want to miss information. I spoke in the past about how much I really enjoyed the Brian Baumgartner Office Oral History podcast, and if you search for him, you'll find that they took all of the just raw interviews from that series and put them out as full episodes. And while I loved the, you know, narrative nonfiction of the Office Oral History, and, you know, it was wonderfully edited and produced, I just loved the conversations as well. And so I would recommend that podcast if you're looking for maybe something to listen to during the day. I do find myself revisiting Office Ladies episodes for some of my favorite episodes. I just don't do them when I sleep. That's the only difference. But, oh, and there was one other piece of feedback around the volume, because someone sleeps with earplugs, but the volume on the podcast is too low. I would boost the audio, but I have like 125 episodes where the audio is all this volume, and I fear the repercussions of changing that too much. So I'm gonna leave that one. I listen to read, consider, and try to implement all feedback, but there's some of them I just can't, and so that's one of them. I don't think that one is. I think that may be an edge case, because that's the first time that's come up in about a year and a half. So, I love y'all. Y'all. Okay, so maybe the correct term would be y'all as an homage to Kevin when he is practicing his southern accent. Y'all. Y'all. You gotta sound like you have molasses coming out of your mouth. I don't know why that's one of the lines I constantly think about from The Office. You sound like a little bit like Forrest Gump, but what you need is a heavy jaw and like you got molasses coming out of your mouth. Wow, I'm really off the rails. All right. We are in for Cry Maid, and we start off with Pam walking into corporate because she ran out of money, and Michael offered to get him a part-time job in corporate. She's in, just looks like a plain admin office, wearing a nice blazer. Of course, now Michael knows where to reach me, 16 to 18 hours a week. Pamela, miss you, gal. And we're into the theme song. So yeah, we got Pam off in New York. We have Holly fully inculcated. I don't think that's the right word. Fully integrated into the office. And Toby in a hospital in Costa Rica. Michael thinking about getting his own set of putt-putt golf clubs. When can I see you again? Tonight, I'm free tonight. A really nice smile from Michael. Oh, tonight's no good. I'm busy taking you out. Oh, I'm going out with you. And there's a nice little, like, smile to camera from Jim. Too many times as I do the little back and forth. I can't do it. I'm seeing you. In my opinion, third date is the one where you have sex. We don't know if Holly feels that way. I think I'll find out tonight. If she starts having sex with me, we'll know for sure. We have Andy handing out his save the dates. Andy gives one to D Money and J Money, or T Money for tuna. Angela looking nervous about it. And Phyllis notes Dwight's sour mood. You're making a knife with a knife, Dwight. Do you want to talk about it? You know they know. A rare acknowledgement of the camera while they both sit back in the break room. Going to the food court. Oh, we have Michael and Holly talking back in the annex. Michael says, well, depending on what food we get is depending on what, if we have sex after. Elephant in the room. Are we going to have sex tonight? Holly says, hell yeah. Okay. We'll do the restaurant thing first. Probably get soup or something light. Michael's very, very nervous. Dwight was introduced to so many things. Pasteurized milk, monotheism. I was talking to myself, Phyllis, as Phyllis interrupts. So we're in the, this is like a cool spy shot into the kitchen. He wants to know, why is she marrying Andy? Angela's not a risk taker. Andy's not a risk. It's lettuce. Now we have Michael and Holly at night with all the lights off, playing Go Fish. Or no, Go Crazy. I'm crazy, go crazy. Which is like a, such a weird, awkward scene. What, they walk out together, holding hands? Holly forgot her keys. go in, and Holly locks the door, smiles at the camera, goes into the stairs, and starts making out with Michael. She didn't want to do it in front of the cameras. Can they hear us? Turn these dials all the way down. And then, but Michael turns it up, which is the joke. And I guess you don't really know if it's intentional or not. We walk in the morning and everybody is picking things up. And Kevin's upset about a surge protector. Angela needs checks canceled from 10,000 to 90,000. Dwight only has a little bit of information, but Michael and Holly say, "You lock the doors, right? This is our fault, Michael." So much for sex without consequences. Now we have a voicemail from Pam, called her work phone. She called Jim's work phone. And Jim's just listening to Pam having gone out last night. "Feed your mother and my children." Angela disinfecting her whole desk. She never felt safe here. And he said, "Look, we're going to move to Disney Celebration Village in Florida. Consider yourself." Dwight and Phyllis head into the elevator. There's a spy camera shot. "I know she loves me, Phyllis. She told me so. Ultimatum. You or Andy." Phyllis says, "An ultimatum worked when Bob said I need to stop talking to my sister on the phone so much. Oscar, I don't want to talk about my laptop." Creed, "No one steals from Creed Bratton and gets away with it. The last person that did, his name, Creed Bratton." All right, we have a charity auction, bid on our goods and services, calling it Crime Aid. It is us fighting against our own poverty. Auction off cleaning or tennis lessons. Was this a sorority that you didn't get into a real one? Move on, Michael. We'll auction off people like the olden days. Who would ever come to this? It could be a pedestrian, a looky-loo. It could be a Bruce Springsteen fan. I think you know why I said that. It goes without saying. There's a point there. Everybody's pretty over this one. Do you need us for any of this? Springsteen tickets. The boss scored the boss. He knows how to get things. He got me. Twice. They're just cute with each other. Dwight says, "Look, you break it and date me, or you can say goodbye to this, pointing to his midsection. 6:14 p.m. as he sets his watch. Now we're down in the warehouse with the crime aid set up. Welcome to crime aid. Crime reduces innocence, makes everyone angry, I declare. It's not known how many office robberies occur every second. There's no Wikipedia entry for that. Victims stand together and stand strong. In the form of song. Cooking lessons and hugs, Phyllis, really? Lights, camera, auction. Everybody's pretty jazzed up. Daryl says, his top 10 Bruce songs, but most of them weren't Bruce. There were Huey Lewis and the News and Paul Newman. All right, number one, a yoga lesson from Holly Flax. $300. Hey, bada, 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 bada. Swing, bada. No one's bidding. No one's bidding. $450. What the hell is that? It squeaks when you bang it. And that's what she said. That's a good one. A bargain at any price. Daryl and the boys in the hood at the warehouse are going out for a beer with them right now. Start the bidding. $5. Sold to Jim. And all the warehouse guys, including Jim, head out. This will spring steam from your ears. It just says Creed. That's all inclusive. Now we have the bar, where Poor Richards, and meet all the guys drinking. Got Roy, awkward. Roy says, "Relax, I'm not gonna hit you." Jim, a little awkward there. Kevin, I'll do your taxes. Nobody bidding. Federal and state. Even Hank shakes his head. He's like, no, no. Stop storming off the stage. Now we get Hank playing guitar. Me and the Blues. I hear the song a lot in my head. Me and the Blues. Michael was like, this is not it. Whatever it is, this is not it. And now we have David Wallace. We have Ryan hiding his. his face there. Auction off a place in Martha's Vineyard. 140. Dwight, someone let the air out of your tires. Shane or my ultimatum, now what? Phyllis says you move on. I moved on. Now how do I get her back? Wait a minute, that's it? We all deserve to be with someone who wants to be with us. Dwight says you're trying to secure your place in the party planning committee. You slap like a girl. What did Phyllis do wrong? She stuck her nose into my business and tried to help me. Roy and Jim, what's going on with Pam? She's in New York. She's in art school. She's engaged. To me. Congrats, man. We get Roy wearing a Vitamin Store polo shirt. It's like a Best Buy blue, but it's a Vitamin Store. Last night, Jim says, oh, you know, last night she was out with her friends till 8 a.m. I mean, you were a friend, Jim. And then Jim's like, realization, he's in the car. I am going to see Pam. I feel like I should. Very dark.
Bruce. Here we go.
Big ticket item. In my pocket, two tickets to Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Front row tickets and backstage passes. I think they were stolen and they're gone forever. Now I got a couple of people in the office park heading out. Phyllis says, I have my hug. I'll bid on a hug. $100. $250. I need a hug. And unless you're, Andy says, unless you're going to give one to me. $301. $325. $500. $701. Not worth it. Sold $1,000. A hug from Phyllis to Bob. Nicely done. Now we're back with Jim, looking very nervous, but he turns around. He turns around and says, no, I'm not that guy, and we are not that couple. And he heads back. Grand total. Grand total money raised was not much. Michael says tickets were a gray area. It seemed too good to be true. But a lot of Michael seems too good to be true. So far all true. the Springsteen tickets really seemed too good to be true. And nice little kiss, Holly and Michael. And then David Wallace spots it. I did not know that Michael was dating Holly. Bum, bum, bum. A suspicious, not suspicious. No, I don't know what the right word is. Doesn't matter, because you should all be asleep. I'm going to see you next week for our next episode, which is the next Halloween episode.